I hear tones in your music. Those words changed the course of my life forever. So for those of you who haven't heard, I was playing at a wellness center. This is years ago. It's almost 20 years ago. Playing at a wellness center. Dr. Lara, my wife, asked me to come play for a friend of hers for an open house. I'm done playing. The woman who runs the center comes up to me and she goes, I hear these tones in your music. And I'm looking, my first thought was, oh man, this lady, she's going to get weird on me. She's one of those woo-woo people. That's what I thought at that particular point in time. And then she literally got up in my face and she said, and nobody can hear the tones but me. And of course, you know, my response was, well, you know what? I heard some tones too, man. Back in the 80s, watching the Lava Lamp, listening to Pink Floyd. Let me tell you something. We heard some tones. And she goes, no, I'm serious. She goes, let me get a CD. I know these people, these scientists that are going to be interested in your music. So I'm like giving her a CD. Maybe she'll go away. Maybe she won't bother me anymore. Didn't think anything more of it. And then lo and behold, I get a call to an invite. To a lecture with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones, who is a former top consultant to NASA, who was really involved in an intriguing study. They were looking at the effects of energy disruptors in our environment and how they are putting us into a state of disharmony, and actually the root cause behind so many different things that we've been experiencing that have grown exponentially over the last 30 years. So I get an invite. I'm asked to bring my guitar. I didn't think anything more of it. I figure I'm going to show up there, play during donut time, and that was it. But that night changed my life forever. First of all, it was the first time I got introduced to this concept of quantum physics, of energy, of that who we see in the mirror, touch and feel and taste and all that is the tip of the iceberg of who and what we are. That in fact, we are these amazing expressions of a field of energy that's unlimited in its potential. In essence, we're kind of like these super biological wireless computers. We have a connection to the ultimate super internet where all of the information in the universe exists. We download information through our insights, through our creativity, through our intuition, through that space, that gentle voice that gets whispered to us in between all of our thinking. And that in essence, we have put ourselves into a world filled with static and noise. All of the miscreations from the 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, the vast amounts of electronic technology that we have all exposed ourselves to and that have exponentially grown over the last 20 years. So I'm hearing about this going, oh my gosh. And then I'm seeing charts of how neurological disorders, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ADD, ADHD, autism, all these different aspects had grown exponentially in the same time that these technologies and that this exposure to chemicals in our air, food, and water were being released into our spaces. Literally was amazed at what I saw. And then he put up some pictures of photography of the biofield, which conducts our physical expression, and how each of these layers of light, these colors that corresponded to the chakra systems within individuals, within people, within ourselves. And I mean, I'm literally blown away. But what really blew me away was halfway through the program, they have people come up on stage and they start doing demonstrations of how things we use every day are putting us into a state of disharmony, causing a vast amount of stress, causing physical disharmony, causing challenges in our health and our vitality, our capacity and our ability to focus, to access information, to be creative, to be intuitive, and actually compromising our strength. And they're doing all these demonstrations up on stage. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is really amazing. Things we use every day, like a laptop computer, like a cup that had one time had gasoline in it, like furniture polish on a cloth. They were all compromising people's strength. But it went a whole nother level when they said, Mark, come up here. We want you to start playing your music. So I come up, I'm like, really, okay. I mean, you know, there's got to be maybe 50 people in the audience listening to this lecture. I come up there and I start playing, and I see people's physical energy shift instantly in front of my eyes. I was blown away and, quite honestly, a little bit scared, a little bit terrified. This was way beyond my comfort zone at the time. So I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, playing. And lo and behold, that night revealed to me the power of music, the power of vibration, how it could restore harmony to somebody's energetic field, and ultimately open the door for me creating a sound healing technology that I've been using for almost 20 years now to help people to heal their lives, expand their awareness, and ultimately enhance their manifesting power and ability to create extraordinary lives. So I wanted to play that song I played. It's one of the first pieces I ever composed. It's actually entitled Sueños Infinitos Part 1, and it's just a simple little piece. Little did I know that that song would open up the door to just amazing discoveries. So with that being said, I invite you just to take some nice deep breaths. Sueños Infinitos, Part 1. And as I played this song, I saw people have these physical shifts instantly demonstrable through applied kinesiology, through range and motion testing, flexibility testing, strength testing. And ultimately, I learned that night that there's so much more to us than who and what we see in the mirror, that this is the tip of the iceberg of who and what we are. And ultimately revealed to me the possibility of when we restore harmony to our energy field, how we can revitalize our health, how we can increase our physical strength, how we can access higher levels of information, intuition, creativity, insight, improve our memory and our focus, and begin to operate at a whole nother level. That night, Dr. Jones told me something that to this day continues to reverberate through me and be really a motivational force to continue to help inspire me to move and get music out and to bring this tool forward. He said that in order for humanity to rise to the next level, we need to find a way to rise above the static and noise in our environment that is putting our energy into a state of disharmony. When we do so, we enhance our connection to the ultimate field of unlimited possibilities, access higher levels of consciousness, awareness, take our health and our vitality to a whole nother level, and completely operate on a whole new level of possibility. And that evening changed my perspective forever and ultimately helped me to bring forward something as simple as music to help people to restore harmony to their body, mind, and spirit, reducing their stress and anxiety, enhancing their physical energy, improving their health and well-being, enhancing their mental functioning, and ultimately helping them to access higher levels of their intuition, their sixth sense, their insight, whatever, however you want to define it. So I wanted to share this story today because later this week, on December 7th, I am hosting a complimentary free energy and sound healing concert, an opportunity for you to come and experience and rise above the static and noise in your life so that you can enhance your connection, improve your energy, and dramatically reduce your stress, improve your health and vitality, and rise above the negative influences in your environment. The details are below me in the content comments. I invite you to join me for what I guarantee will be just an evening of music, insight, story, to further share with you how you can rise above the static and noise in your life and begin to reveal this extraordinary masterpiece, this extraordinary, powerful masterpiece that's within you. I look forward to sharing this experience with you. And as always, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do so. Share with it with others. I'd love to hear your comments and questions. Please feel free to ask. I will definitely get back to you and respond back to you in regards to anything I shared in this video today. And then make sure you sign up for this complimentary concert later this week. And take it to a whole nother level. So with that being said, thank you again for taking the time to tune in. Have a happy and harmonious day. Take care.